The new movie, Divergent, is being positioned as the next Hunger Games, which means its star, Shailene Woodley, is being touted as the next Jennifer Lawrence. Lawrence helped the Hunger Games series haul in more than $200 million at the box office so far. And as NPR's Netta Ulaby reports, the 22-year-old Woodley, like Lawrence, is balancing a high-profile franchise with smaller films intended to show off her range.
Shailene Woodley's been on screen since she was only 5 years old. First on TV ads, then her big break in 2008. She was the lead in an ABC Family series called The Secret Life of the American Teenager. Hardly a secret. She played a mom still in high school.
Lay you down right here. And then I'm going to finish making the soup. And then give you a bath, and then read you chapter 27 in world history.
Over the course of her career, Woodley says she tried to avoid formal training.
I learned as I went. I mean, I would take acting classes, not any, like, scene breakdowns, just improvising.
That's Woodley today in a Los Angeles hotel room, all gangly limbs and huge hazel eyes. She's spending the day explaining to reporters how acting, for her, is not about analyzing scripts or probing her character's motivation.
I don't really work that way as an actor. For me, it's about being fully present and actively listening to every single thing that's going on around me and reacting to it. Because I feel the second that I premeditate something, it's going to feel premeditated.
That intuitive approach earned raves when Shailene Woodley played George Clooney's sulky daughter in the movie The Descendants back in 2011. Take a scene when she tells her dad about her mother's affair.
I was going to call and tell you everything, and then the accident happened, and I was waiting until she woke up, I guess. You didn't even suspect, right?
Woodley impressed critics even more in a film from last year called The Spectacular Now. She played a sweet, rabbit-like nerd who falls for a troubled boy.
You read a lot? Love books?
I do, actually. I love books. They're mostly just science fiction, a few mysteries.
That film was based on a young adult novel. So is Divergent, which opens tonight, and so is her next one, The Fault in Our Stars, coming out in June. That's about two young cancer patients falling in love. Woodley's a filmic face of today's young adult fiction boom.
The book's going to do the work for you. I would read a scene and then read that same scene in the book and get a bigger perspective of what my character was going through in that moment.
Hey!
In Divergent, Shailene Woodley's character faces all kinds of extreme situations. Veronica Roth wrote the Divergent trilogy. She remembered what it was like to listen to Woodley emote through a scene when something awful happens to her character.
Like when you hear someone making those kinds of gut-wrenching, agonized noises, I don't know, you feel like you need to go help them.
John Green, who wrote the book The Fault in Our Stars, had exactly the same experience when he watched Woodley film an emotionally devastating scene in his movie.
She was so inconsolable that I wanted to go up there and check on her. And I actually asked the producers, I think you should stop and make sure she's okay. And they were like, she's fine.
Green was then startled when Woodley bounced off the set and asked him lightly what he'd like for lunch. One of the things he appreciated was how much Woodley resembled his heroine and her determination to live by certain principles. She prefers used clothes and avoids the trappings of Hollywood glamour.
In my personal life, I never wear makeup.
She tries to use her public life to promote things she cares about, like sustainable farming.
I have done, like, woofing in the past.
Woofing, I had to ask. That's a network where you can stay and work on organic farms. Shailene Woodley tends to come across as more of an enthusiastic senior at a hippie-ish liberal arts college than a starlet anchoring a potential new makeup franchise. That impression is only strengthened when I asked what character she'd most like to play.
Stevie Nicks. She's like my dream, my dream, my dream, my dream, my dream.
You could do worse than look to someone like Nix, who found success by subverting the expectations of an ingenue and played, more or less, on her own idiosyncratic terms. When the rain washes you clean, you'll know. Netta Ulaby, NPR News. You